Good evening, Mr. President. Or as Paul Ryan refers to you, yet another inner city minority relying on the federal government to feed and house your family.
Koch brothers bought a table here tonight, but as usual, they used the shadowy right-wing organization as a front. Hello, Fox News.
White House Correspondents' Dinner. There was some levity coming out of Foggy Bottom this past weekend. How was your weekend? Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation here on America Tonight. Be a big week in D.C. actually for a couple of votes. Keystone Pipeline, Senate might have enough votes as that pushes forward. We'll see. Instead of sputtering along, perhaps we get lucky and we start to see some real action on that, although you still have to have enough votes, and it looks like perhaps there's enough Democrats to vote for it. And then Benghazi, there's the great push there to see what ultimately will happen if this committee is formed and there's more pressure put on the need to know. I think it doesn't affect the midterm elections. Benghazi doesn't, but it does perhaps, at least it's an issue that'll keep coming up through up until the presidential election in 2016. And then Lois Lerner, the queen of I'll Plead the Fifth, gets her day again in as far as Congress is concerned. The whole contempt vote, is it more of a slap on the wrist or does it go a little bit deeper than that? Technically, it could end up that way. It looks like it'll end up that way, but you never know, and it'll go in the record. But does it actually push further, and is there going to be an answer ultimately that will come out of that? Probably not, but it will be a big day on the Hill as that's discussed. Meanwhile, some other things that have happened in your backyard and in my backyard include a terrible accident with Ringling Brothers Circus. You know, when you're driving by in your car and you look over and you see Ringling Brothers, they're in town, because it seems like they're everywhere, doesn't it? And it's the greatest show on earth. It is the greatest show on earth, but not so fun when something tragic happens. Luckily, the acrobats were not killed, but you had about 8 that plummeted 25 to 40 feet after a scaffolding, pretty much is the way to describe it, collapsed during their performance. It was something that they had done, you know, hundreds of times, literally. It just didn't work out this time in Providence, Rhode Island. And you come crashing to the ground, you're going to break some bones, there's going to be a little bit of chaos, there's going to be some pretty upset people, especially children, watching this, because it's that whole aerial act thing, and they always build it up, death-defying, unbelievable, suspenseful, and then, boom, that happens. It's a hair-hang act. They hang from their hair. They hang from their hair when they do this. And they've never had that happen before, but once it collapsed, that was it, and they just all crumbled to the ground, and they had to, of course, suspend the performance and then not perform the next couple of shows either. They had to cancel the remaining shows because clearly this is one of their acts, and you have all these performers who are injured. They even offered for those that were so traumatized by it to have counseling. Sadly, because of how scary it was to watch that happen. And it's that thing in your head where, even though they say it's unbelievable, death-defying, and then it actually happens. They actually fall to the ground, and you are just stunned by what you've watched, because you're not, you don't think that's possible. How's that possible? And of course it's possible. And you had one performer who was in critical condition, but apparently, from what I can gather, she's okay. I mean, not when I say okay, not, you know, she's now in stable condition. Then the scaffolding that held them fell apart, and that was it. So they were in the air, and that's it. There's no net. You come down, and you're hitting the ground, and that's what happened. You're in the ring, and you've got all the people surrounding you, because that's the idea of Ringling Brothers. You're pretty close to what's happening there, and it was a small little venue, so you had a lot of people that were pretty close to watch what was happening, and boy, it was crazy to see it. I saw it because, of course, it's viral. Somebody filmed the whole thing, and when you see it, it looks like everything's fine, and then poof, all of a sudden it collapses. Speaking of collapsing, the Clippers did not collapse after everything that was talked about, and that was the buzz in your backyard and mine, let's face it. For people who had no clue who Donald Sterling was, they certainly knew the name Donald Sterling after last weekend's escapades when what he said to his girlfriend was pumped out all over TMZ and so many other sites. The racist remarks ended up with a lifetime ban because of that from the new NBA commissioner and fined $2.5 million. Now they're saying they're looking for a new CEO for that team. And people are urging Donald Sterling to apologize, including the Los Angeles mayor, Eric Garcetti. He said he talked to Donald Sterling and is trying to get him to apologize for the remarks that were made public a week ago. He said he spoke to him and said, you need to apologize to the city, our city, which he loves, and to move towards transitioning the team and restoring the luster of the team that has Los Angeles on its jersey. But will Sterling do that? It's not looking that way because I don't think he expected the kind of avalanche of publicity and reaction after that tape was leaked. He wants to stay the owner. He wants to be the owner. He wants to stay as the owner. And I don't believe he thinks that they're going to really impose that penalty. Sort of disbelief. But they're pushing forward with their financial committees to try to get the votes and then take it to a vote of all the owners and boot him out, force him to sell the team. But as a billionaire, it's not about selling the team. It's about keeping the team. He wants to keep the team. He doesn't want to sell it. At this point, they're going to try to force him to sell it. He could end up in court. This was the big story from last week. This was what people were at least mentioning once or twice anyway. No matter if you live in a small town or a big town, everybody had an opinion on it. The NBA, by the way, is selling merchandise that says "We Are One." That's the new slogan of the Los Angeles Clippers. They say all of the money from the sales of the shirts that are available now will benefit anti-discrimination and tolerance organizations. How about that? The Clippers put it all over their website after they decided this is what they were going to start to say, that we are one, we are one, we are one. They won their series against Golden State. They move on to the next round, the semifinals, where they take on the Thunder. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Donald Sterling, the Los Angeles Clippers owner, and the fact that he's under fire for taped comments that recently were released by TMZ and some other organizations, too, as well, in which he basically implored his girlfriend to not bring black people to my games. I'm just kind of paraphrasing what was said because there's other things that that have been said here. And it's certainly not the first time that Donald Sterling has had to defend allegations of racism. And he's even had to pay fines for some crazy things that he's done in the past, civil rights violations and whatnot. And we've got all kinds of people that are commenting on this, some really super famous basketball players and others. I mean, this is the buzz in the backyard that everybody has an opinion on. Joining us now is Bishop Council Ned II, a founding member of Project 21. Always great to have you on, Bishop, on America Tonight. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with you.
So your initial reaction when you heard about what Donald Sterling said?
Well, my initial reaction, you know, I was sitting there with my mouth just agape because I just couldn't believe the stuff that the guy was saying.
Yeah.
Because it was just so shocking. But, you know, after I sort of got over the initial shock and sort of just laughter at this whole scene, I started thinking about the players. And yeah, I'm of the opinion that the players should boycott the game. I'm of that opinion specifically because, you know, some things are so appalling that we shouldn't put up with them. So say this were, I don't know, somebody that worked at McDonald's and their boss said something offensive, you know, most people would probably walk out of the situation. Or, you know, something would have happened immediately to that supervisor, or people would have walked out of the situation. People would have protested. People would have boycotted. But people are saying essentially, well, this is a sporting event, and this is the first time they've been championship contenders, so, you know, we just need to support the team. I completely disagree with that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think it would make an incredible statement, too, which is what they talked about. A lot of the players talked about initially doing that. They talked about not playing that fourth game the other day against Golden State when all of this happened. But that didn't happen. There was another kind of protest. They wore the black armbands and black socks and, you know, folded up.
That wasn't particularly impressive.
Right, and put covered up the logo and all of that. So that whole idea just got pushed aside. But I actually, as much as a sports fan as I am, and how excited before all this happened I was for the Clippers, having talked even and had Jamal Crawford on a show, who I think is an incredible basketball player off the bench. I agree with you. I agree with you, Bishop. If you want to, you know, if you really want to make the statement, and you want to tell Donald Sterling this is ridiculous and this is the last straw and it's not acceptable, I think that would be the powerful statement to make. But instead, as you said, a lot of people are saying the opposite. No, you got to be, you know, the game has to go on and they shouldn't let this take the game down. But I think it does the same thing. Why do you think it would make such a bigger statement, a much more powerful statement than what they did the other day?
Well, the Clippers, you know, for the first time, I think, that I can remember in my lifetime, they've actually got something at stake here. They're actual contenders for the championship.
Yeah,
for them
yeah.
to walk away and say, you know what, this is so appalling, we're not even going to participate in this game as yep. a statement of how strongly we feel about this. You know, you make a bigger statement when there's actually something at stake.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something. Could there be anything bigger at stake after you play through a whole season and you're the team, one of the teams that everybody is talking about? So, what do you think should happen with Donald Sterling? Do you think? And of course, there's all legal ramifications surrounding this, but he's right. the owner, not the GM. What do you think needs to happen here?
Well, somehow he needs to be moved out of the position that he's in with regard to the team. The owners probably need to make some sort of rule change and implement it immediately and swiftly and deal with the situation. But, you know, again, I don't think it's necessarily all on the owners. I think mm-hmm. the players have some responsibility here also and some obligation, some moral obligation. You know, if they were, you know, a shoeshine boy and someone was condescending to them, I think that just because you make X amount of dollars or so much more than the average population doesn't necessarily mean you're that much more important, and that these sorts of horrible, abhorrent statements don't hurt any less.
Yeah.
Just because there's money at stake doesn't mean it's okay.
Yeah, I agree.
It just means you're a high price call girl.
Yeah, absolutely. What did you think of what Jesse Jackson had to say?
Oh, I was sort of appalled by it. I was appalled by it, as usual, but not remotely shocked at all. He decided to hop on the opportunity and sort of tie it into the Supreme Court decision that came out on affirmative action, or with regard to affirmative action, trying to tie the whole thing together, and, you know, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. He just, you know, anytime anything happens with race, you know, he wants to jump in and try to hog a headline, even if he's not making any sense.
Yeah, that's a shame, though, isn't it? Because if you go back in the history of Jesse Jackson, I don't think it was all bad. I think that it just intensified, and then he became the guy that you just said. And there are others that fall into that category as well, like Al Sharpton immediately
right.
jumping on that. And that's too bad, because they have voices, but I think somehow, and I guess this is great to ask you this question, well, how is it that their voices got so distilled, I'll call it?
Well, you know, I'm not trying to intentionally sound crass. You know, there obviously was a race problem in America at some point. There obviously was a struggle for civil rights, and Jesse Jackson was at the forefront of that struggle. You know, fast forward, things change. He didn't change. And so if you make yourself as the guy who's focused on race, you're always going to see race as the problem, even if it's not necessarily a race issue. You know, he's staked his claim. This is Jesse Jackson's box, and so anything that comes anywhere near it, he's going to speak out on it. But he always sees things through the same lens of 1968, and that's problematic.
Yeah. Do you think that that's part of the problem in this country that we're having? And that's why, you know, you were one of the founding members of Project 21.
Well, I think that is probably part of the problem. You know, I guess since we started Project 21 in 1993 or 92, you know, there have been periods where I don't have anything to say about anything public policy related. I've gone years without saying anything. But, you know, I'm constantly sort of reassessing what's going on in the country, what's going on. And, you know, I purpose to be relevant. And if I don't have anything relevant to say, I usually keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's important and the key.
Do you think that, you know, lately Project 21 and other black conservatives have been under fire? And I guess this is not necessarily anything new for you. So what does that show you, that it's, you know, that nothing's gotten resolved here? Or what does that mean?
Well, I think there's people that there's so many issues. You know, there's the big issue of, you know, for instance, in the Jewish community, when someone's successful, that's when the community embraces them the most. You see the exact opposite in the black community. If somebody's successful in the black community, they tend to get ostracized and called all sorts of names. If somebody doesn't agree with everything that the talking heads in the black community, like the Jesse Jacksons, the Al Sharptons, if you don't agree with what they say, then you get called all sorts of names and ostracized again for that. In some ways, it's like the Republican Party. It's like they used to say, the Republicans eat their own. A lot of that happens in the black community as well.
Yeah. It's interesting. This thing with the Clippers, too, I think is just going to get bigger. What do you think the fans should do? Like, let's say you're a season ticket holder. Would that be a statement if they boycott and if some of the sponsors drop out?
Well, I think the biggest way to, you know, the most immediate way to have an effect is to hurt his pocketbook. So if you're so appalled by what this man said, by the way this man lives his life, by the way he treats his girlfriend, by the way he treats his tenants in his apartment building, why would you give him money by showing up and going to his game? Why would you sit there in the stand and essentially line his pockets? And that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Adam Silver is the new commissioner of the NBA. Some of this is also going to rest, obviously, on his shoulder. If you were in that position, I think it's pretty clear what you would do, but I'll ask it anyway. What do you do if you're the commissioner of the NBA?
He's got to go. He's a huge public relations problem for the NBA. And the NBA can't be remotely perceived as countenancing what Donald Sterling's doing and what he said.
Yep, I agree. All right, Bishop Council Ned, always fun to chat with you. This is an important thing we're going to be talking about a lot here on America Tonight. Appreciate the time.
God bless you and your listeners. Take care, kids.
Thanks, you too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
If you want to get paid while not working, you should have to run for Congress just like everybody else.
Hillary Clinton has a lot going for her as a candidate. She has experience, she's a natural leader, and as our first female president, we could pay her 30% less.
Joel McHale, and before that, President Obama. Little snippets of the funny from the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That was the big to-do in Washington, D.C. All the pretty people posing for photographs. It really was a who's who in Hollywood and obviously the power brokers in Washington mixing it up. And, oh, yeah, they sprinkled in a few of the radio, TV, newspaper folks along the way. Really bagging on Fox and MSNBC and CNN, especially talking about the hunt for the 777, the Malaysia Flight 370. There were a couple of references to that. This week in D.C., Keystone Pipeline conversation gets a lot hotter. Looks like some Democrats may jump over for this push to pass the bill. If it really passes the full Senate, then there's a great chance it ends up on the president's lap, and then he has to decide, do I sign this thing in? And after jumping through the environmental hoops that has happened here with the Keystone Pipeline, It'd be really interesting to watch how that plays out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, because midterm elections, Keystone Pipeline, the third rail for environmentalists, no matter what, pushing it past the midterms would be what you would think the Democrats would try to do. But Senator Joe Manchin decided to buck the trend, the Democrat from West Virginia, and he's pushing to move it forward, saying it's ridiculous and we need to get this going. There's jobs here. It's passed everything it's had to pass. Let's go. Let's move it. And there are plenty of Democrats who feel the same way. This could literally become the thorny issue that sticks the president, because he'll have to decide to sign or not. Remember, he has the power of the pen. And the Keystone Pipeline, originally, I think it was a go for him until the environmentalists said, whoa, what about what you promised us when you were running in 2008? And then there was an about face, and it's got jammed up in a couple of different areas. So watch this, my friends. This is big, and this is ridiculous, because this should have been this. We should have already been on the road to doing this. Listen, how many you talk to the Canadians? You love the idea of doing the Keystone Pipeline. Forget what party, Republican or Democrat, as long as it passes the rigors of the environmental tests. And if it passes, then we're a go on this. So it passes it, and it gets stalled. Typical. This could have already been in the works. It could already be going. The big chunk of this from Canada on down, let the jobs open up. Let this happen. And we've changed the route of it so that the people in Nebraska who are worried about groundwater, that's not the issue there now. Keep your eye on the Keystone Pipeline. We'll be talking about it a ton this upcoming week, for sure. And there'll be a couple of other things that will bubble up, and one of them still is Lois Lerner and the whole contempt charge. This will make some headlines, but probably not be something that will force her to make the choice to say, okay, I did this on my own. I was told this from somebody higher. I don't think any of that's going to end up coming out of it. I could be wrong. There could be a press to make this happen, but I doubt it. This is more of a show of force, like, okay, contempt, and then that's it. Because where does it go? To the AG's office. They're not going to pursue that. It's not going to be pursued. Be stunned if we see anything else come out of it. In the meantime, in New York City, this is when you're glad you don't live in New York City, because I think this is such a waste of taxpayer money. Now, the new mayor wants to take up the mantle again where Bloomberg left off and push to ban 16-ounce sodas. To not have that happen anymore, meaning appeal it. So the city lawyers are going to argue the case in the Court of Appeals on June 4th. Remember, just 2 years ago, Bloomy got a lot of headlines when he declared war on Big Gulps, pretty much, and whatever the other large sugary drinks were, saying that this was the way to curb obesity. This was his solution to making people thin and healthy in New York City, I suppose. And I'm being sarcastic about that, but the bottom line is, if it were only that easy, but it's not. And just because somebody's not drinking 16 ounces, it just means they'll drink more cups of something else. And whether that's a direct correlation or not, it certainly is not the city's business to overstep its authority in issuing this edict. I think it's just absolutely crazy. You know, it's one thing to put the calories on everything. So you go into a fast food place or anywhere and you see the calories and you can't believe how many calories they are or whatever, or it's low calorie. It doesn't matter, but you see the calories. So then it's up to you what you're going to decide to do. But just getting rid of the 16-ounce sodas never made any sense to me, because that is certainly not the thing that's going to curb the problem of obesity and getting people well or walking or doing whatever it is they need to do. And you can't regulate that. I just don't see how you can regulate it. So this is more money basically down the tubes. Cinco de Mayo is on Monday. Cinco de Mayo is usually celebrated with a lot of booze, let's face it, and a lot of Mexican food. They were having a party, or they were going to have a party, called Cinco de Drinco at a California college, but it was canceled after it was called racially insensitive. It was at the University of California, Davis, that they were going to have this big Monday Cinco de Drinco party. Well, over the weekend it was going to be held. And that, of course, celebrates Mexican heritage. So students who organized the party had a lot of buzz over it. There were a lot of people that wanted to attend. About, 150 kids plus were deciding they were going to go do this. But then 100 students had a sit-in at the coffee house where this idea was dreamed up to protest the Cinco de Drinco. They wore red shirts and they were chanting slogans, so they called for a boycott. So suddenly, even though there were people who came in to move them out, suddenly that party got canceled, and that was the end of it. Boy, I hate to think of the parties that went on when I was at Ohio University, how many of them would be canceled because, somebody might think that was insensitive. We live in a very strange world right now. The line is so blurred as to what can be ha-ha funny and what could be considered smashing somebody over the head with race or gender or other insensitive jokes. I mean, you really have to walk a thin line. I think the kids that organized that were really stunned that they had struck this nerve. Couldn't believe they struck this nerve, and then naturally that got canceled. Well, we're filling in the blanks here because Mother Nature always plays such a big part on America Tonight in your lives and my life, whether we're talking about hurricanes, or we're talking about tornadoes, high winds, mudslides, crazy things. Earthquakes in Tokyo, a strong earthquake, rattled the windows and pretty much a lot of nerves. No major damage so far being reported. 17 people injured. Some of them hit when some of them from falling down when the quake hit, because the time, it was 5:18 in the morning. And the magnitude was 6.0. So you could feel it. That's where you see buildings kind of shake and you can feel it and things can fall off the walls, that kind of thing. Certainly nothing like the crazy earthquake that hit near the Fukushima nuclear plant, if you remember that. Remember the tsunami? What a crippling disaster that was. So nowhere near that. But 6.0 still can be pretty devastating, but nothing, like I said, nothing like 9.0, where you had 18,000 people dead or missing. They're used to warnings. They're used to earthquakes. They're used to tsunami warnings, that kind of thing. But when it happens in the early morning like that, it can be particularly dangerous because the people just being jolted and stunned as they're not even really awake. Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will.
This is the Kool-Aid of teenage drinking in the sense that it would allow kids to both obtain and drink in much larger quantities alcohol. It's right now, we know we have a big problem with underage drinking. We see it in the newspapers of any city in America any week where young people have died from DWI incidents and their parents are grieving.
All right, that's Senator Chuck Schumer, and he's talking about cracking down on what's happening with some underage kids and what this powerful stimulant of drinking, powdery substances that simulates the whole drinking thing, that's the rage in New York and how much trouble they're having with this. And it's interesting because you have that going on in New York and the push, and specifically what they're trying to do to crack down on that for the under 21 crowd, and really they're going after younger folks. And then you have this crazy story I happened to come across with Powerade. I think, boy, how many times have I had a Powerade somewhere? They say Coca-Cola is dropping an ingredient from Powerade, something that Pepsi did with Gatorade last year. There's an ingredient, the prominated vegetable oil, which has been the target of a petition, particularly by this Mississippi kid, who questioned why it was used in a drink marketed toward health-conscious athletes. So the petition on change.org says that the ingredient is linked to a flame retardant and is not approved for use in Japan or in the European Union. You have to love that a teenager figures this out and pulls it to light, and nobody else said anything, had anything about it, or any of that. I mean, Pepsi had that happen with Gatorade, but now Powerade, they've got the two flavors that have it. Fruit punch and strawberry lemonade, something like that, and they sell them all over the place. And bottles, if you look, flip over a bottle, you'll see it in some cases that ingredient is listed. But now Powerade is saying they'll have something called PVO-free is what you're going to see on the Powerade. So you know somebody's working overtime to come up with that, because they had to nip that as fast as they could after that story broke. And who knew this? Brominated vegetable oil, an ingredient in fruit punch and strawberry lemonade. I even looked on their website, and it still is listed there as an ingredient. They say the reason they use that is because it's a stabilizer for flavoring oils in any fruit-flavored drinks. And that's why they put it together, because it improves the ingredients from separating. Oh, my. Who knew we were getting all that? That's crazy. And this teenager, the Sarah Kavanaugh, that's like the Daily Salute. She targeted Gatorade and Powerade in petitions because of what she said, that they're designed for athletes, and the athletes drink this and everybody sees it, and that's why they're paying them the money, they're pushing it. And her Powerade petition had almost 60,000 online supporters, and the Gatorade one had like 200,000. So how interesting is it that she would influence one of the world's biggest beverage, two of the world's biggest beverage companies in an unprecedented way? With Americans cutting back on sodas and sports drinks. So Coke and Pepsi, they're worried. They can't have boycotts. They can't have mega negative stories out there about what their ingredients are. So they're going to pay attention to it. That's why they have paid attention to it. Gatorade has 64% of the sports drink market. 61%. So they don't want that to go away. As much as possible, anyway. How about the box office over the weekend? I mentioned this. I went to see Spider-Man 2, and I would give it a pretty good, I would give it a good review if you like action, but it's not ridiculous. I mean, it was a little ridiculous over the top, but it wasn't outrageous. The end of the movie I would question, but the beginning of the movie I wouldn't question. There's a surprise twist closer to the end, and the Amazing Spider-Man will certainly come back for more the way that it was left. The weekend box office, $92 million in its first week. If you compare that, like Captain America, it's been out for 5 weeks, $237 million. You got to think Spider-Man 2 will probably hit that and surpass it. And this is the time for blockbuster-ish movies, because the kids are getting out of school now, so May and June is when you start to see some of those movies, some of the long-awaited movies, Transformers or whatever it is, especially the big-budget movies, they'll come out. It's the summer and the Christmas time weeks that people end up going to so many of the movies, or dragging kids to movies, or dropping them off if they're teenagers or whatever it is. So that movie, Spider-Man 2, will jump up even more. I think they have plans. Sony Pictures released. I think they have plans for another two movies at least. At least. Knowing that it's that whole franchise thing. Isn't it interesting that that's a franchise that reinvented itself? I guess like Batman. Different people playing the role. So now you've had a couple of different Spider-Men. Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield now is the kid who plays Spider-Man. This is a follow-up, and I hesitate to bring this up here after a couple of positive stories, but I had a lot of you ask me about this. The death toll in the ferry disaster in South Korea a few weeks ago is now up to 260. The good news there is that they found the bodies so people could bury them, but there are 42 people still missing. 11 more bodies retrieved from the fourth deck of that ferry over the weekend. And the families, boy, they have about 100 divers now that comb the ship room by room looking for the remaining people. And it's been just grueling, I'm sure, for the people who are finding those bodies. Because nobody's been found alive since the ferry sank. And you have to go back to April 16th. And most of the passengers were high school students who were on a field trip when the boat went down. And they were waiting. They were waiting to be told what to do in some cases. And they had life jackets on. But when the boat flipped and sank, that was it. Because of some of the cabin doors being closed by debris, it's even become even that much harder for them to dig through the ship. You've got mattresses and clothing and all kinds of things that have spread out from the site since this happened. They're setting up nets around the ship to catch anything that might float away. So they have some, whatever the items are. And this was the ferry that sank from, you know, one island to, we're going to the resort island of Jeju. And they never, ever reached that destination. And the captain is still being questioned. And just awful to hear the final moments, what that was like for some of the people on the ship who were calling and saying they were waiting and they thought they were going to be rescued. And at least they found the majority of them. They got to find the last bodies, I think, and just try to comb through that as best they can so that the families have somebody to bury, and for whatever kind of closure that gives you, at least they'd have a little bit of that. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.